job.
Job description.
It's internal right now. Right.
Yeah. Yes. And they have to be able to operate all the machinery and so forth.
Well, I'll get with Nikki. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Now we go to board appointments. Senior Citizen Tax Board.
I think we only had two applications, but Joanna Jasper has been serving on and has the experience of it, and understand that she's recommended that she stay on the board. Nobody else has a suggestion?
I'm good with it.
Move to appoint Joanna Jasper to continue on the board, term beginning January 1st, 21, and ending December 31st, 23.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Board appointment for the Planning and Zoning Board.
We have two openings, or we just have one? Did we ever fill
the alternate? We have two openings.
Is it the Oliver Township?
Oliver and Branson.
Do we know where? Well, here.
The top one, the second one, Michelle. I understand that she lives in Oliver. I couldn't, on our website, it showed Branson, but I called for more detail on it, and I've been pretty much assured that she lives in Oliver Township.
Does she live north of town?
By Santa Fe Avenue, 411 Santa Fe Avenue. I mean, Bird Hills Estate. I looked at her map in the office on townships upstairs, but I couldn't tell. It didn't break it down enough, but I was assured by Scott that she lived in Oliver.
Oh, okay, so he lived there. Move to appoint Randy Fogel. Effective 1/1/21 to 12/31/23.
I believe that should be 24, shouldn't it? It's a 4-year term. Wouldn't that be 21, 22, 23, 24?
I'm just going off what was presented to us. It is a 4-year term. Move to appoint Randy Fogel 1/1/21 for a 4-year term.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Uh, On the others, I don't know where exactly where they live, so I've only looked at it. I would want to look into that and find out before we make any appointments.
Well, when I, like I said, I can't tell by our GIS map. I was told that they don't keep track of that, we could just see highways upstairs in the township map. But Scott Starrett assured me that she was in Oliver Township.
Well, again, until we can verify.
Okay, then we'll table that to the next meeting.
The reason I say that is I've gotten a text that says they could be wrong of where they live, so.
From her?
No, I don't know who she is.
Huh. Okay, I move that we table the second appointment until the next meeting.
So you move to table
second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So we table both?
Mm-hmm. No, just the. There's only one appointment.
Oh, one appointment left. I got you. Until next meeting. Board appointments for 911 advisory board. So we have two openings?
We just have one.
I think we have two, I believe, don't we?
Oh, yes, we have two.
Mm-hmm. We have two that are serving as officers on the board now. And we have our administrator here.
We have two that are open, and then we have one that needs to be filled. The sheriff, we have an outgoing sheriff position and an incoming sheriff position, so we need to reappoint the sheriff as the incoming to reappoint to cover the outgoing, to fill that term, yes.
Move to appoint Chris Gout, or Gott, to Tannehill County 911 Advisory Board, effective 1/1/2021 for 3-year term.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Doug Baker to the Tannehill County 911 Advisory Board, effective 1/1/2021 for a 3-year term.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Have we received a resignation letter from Sheriff Russell yet?
Yes, on August 25th, and I forwarded it to you with the budget, I believe, but I can forward it to you again.
That's right. But we received it, though?
Yes.
And when is it effective? 12?
It was his official term would have been effective...
The end of this year.
The end of this year when he... when his... sheriff term would be up, actually. His official board appointment term would be the end of the 21.
Yeah. Move to appoint.
Brad Daniels. Hey, I'm just trying to help you. It's Monday.
Thank you. That's not what I was looking for, but thank you. Move to appoint Brad Daniels to finish out Sheriff Russell's term effective 1-1 of 21 through 12-31 of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Board appointments for the SP 40 board developmental connections.
I understand that all three board members that are currently serving or choose to continue to serve. And it's a 3-year term. Tracy Barton, Don Ingram, and Jeff Seifert.
That's not what I have.
That's not what you've got?
No. I'm showing two. I'm not seeing anything from Ms. Barton.
Yeah, I'm not either.
She sent one in. I'd asked Leslie to look for it again, and she offered to file it again, said she had sent it on the date that she was told to send it, December 4th.
I'm sure we can reach out to Mr. Rasmussen and find out. In his letter, it says that each board member confirms the desire to serve again. It was advertised in the paper and nobody responded to the notice, so.
And she did confirm.
Move to appoint Tracy Barton to the SB 40 board effective 1-1-21. Is it a 3-year term?
Yes.
For a 3-year term?
Yes, sir. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Don Ingram and Jeff Seifert to the SB 40 board, effective 1-1-21 for a 3-year term.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Cheney County Regional Sewer District. I have one appointment. Recommendation to reappoint, and I have an application from Mr. Easley.
I move to reappoint Nathan Easley from 1-1-2021 to December 31st, 2023. But I'm reading that's a 5-year term. Let me amend that motion. I move to appoint 1-1-2021 for the 5-year term to serve on the sewer board. Nathan Easley.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.